With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Having surrounded Gaza City, Israeli troops are poised to go in a drive to smash Hamas. Israelis have also severed the northern Gaza Strip from the rest of the territory. America's top diplomat wrapping up a whirlwind Mideast tour as the U.S. tries to keep the Israel-Hamas conflict from expanding, also lobbying for proposed humanitarian pauses in Israel's anti-terrorist offensive.
As the strikes against Hamas targets continue in Gaza, Secretary of State Antony Blinken was visiting Middle East leaders, calling for a humanitarian pause to get hostages released and humanitarian aid to Gaza. But in a surprise meeting in Baghdad with the leader of Iraq, Blinken warned against militants stepping up drone attacks against U.S. forces in the Middle East.
Don't do it.
Earlier, Blinken met with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, envisioning a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian crisis.
Palestinian voices have to be at the center of that.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNNews.com, he did it before, and former President Trump predicts he'll do it again in Florida.
With your help, we're going to win the Florida primary for the third straight time. We're going to win the state in a landslide next November, just like we've done twice.
Mr. Trump at the Florida Freedom Summit over the weekend. Ukraine confirms that 19 service members were killed by a Russian missile strike in Zaporizhia during a military award ceremony. President Zelensky says it's a tragedy that could have been avoided. The defense minister investigating why the event was held so close to the front lines. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 23 points higher. This is SRN News. A big campaign to help the homeless is underway in Colorado.
The Denver Mattress Company will donate $15 for every mattress it sells in November to CityGate Network, an association of just over 300 Christian homeless shelters across the country. The company will do a dollar-for-dollar match in each sale of up to $150,000. CityGate Rescue Missions provide food and shelter to homeless people, as well as share the gospel with them. They also help with drug treatment and job training. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Biden's re-election campaign outlining a plan to retain the White House by framing the 2024 race around many of the same themes it used in 2020, abortion and transgenderism. A strategy memo obtained by the AP indicates that the Biden campaign intends to basically present the same message it did 4 years ago and assumes that former President Trump will be Mr. Biden's opponent in the race. This is SRN News. A sweet treat recall.
The FDA received reports of at least 7 illnesses in 5 states linked to lead-tainted pouches of apple cinnamon fruit puree marketed for children. Schnucks Markets and Weis Market announced recalls of their cinnamon applesauce products because they may contain high levels of lead. Parents and caregivers should not buy or serve the cinnamon applesauce pouches. Lead is toxic to people of all ages, but it can be especially harmful to children. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Promoting a huge cash infusion for Amtrak, President Biden is off to an Amtrak maintenance shop in Bear, Delaware today, announcing more than $16 billion in new funding that will go for 25 passenger rail projects between Washington and Boston. His remarks will be delivered at the Amtrak Bear maintenance shops where the trains are maintained and repaired. The White House says all that spending will help the trains run faster and create union jobs. SRNNews.com.